Hello and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Diana Damakis and here are today's top stories. German regulator stops Facebook's data collect plan, UK marketers should invest in expanding Chinese brands, and online shopping in the Middle East begins to threaten its luxury shopping culture. Regulator has ordered Facebook to stop collecting user data on WhatsApp, whilst also to delete all previously collected data. After Facebook announced in August that it had updated WhatsApp's terms to allow it to share information with the parent company, concerns were raised as to the effect the new protocols would have on privacy. Johannes Kasper, the Data Protection Commissioner for Hamburg, said that it had to be German WhatsApp users' decision whether they want to connect their account with Facebook, but that the company had not asked for this permission. The regulator also added that Facebook had no legal permission to collect the data, noting that the announcement directly broke a promise not to share user data when it bought WhatsApp in 2014. Facebook responded by saying that it complies with EU data protection law and was willing to resolve any concerns held by users in Germany. UK marketers should be seizing new opportunities to help Chinese brands crack the UK, according to Richard Downey from the Specialist Works media agency. With brands from China looking to grow into Western markets, Downey says that Western companies can help Chinese brands with their new business, user acquisition and experience. He also added that companies from the country would be looking to establish key strategic partnerships in target markets, something that UK agencies could take advantage of. Chinese game developer Raffotech is currently using the UK as a testbed for new games targeted at Western markets, with project director Yin Long saying that the country is ideal for forging local partnerships. Long added that, like other Chinese brands, he felt it to be important to work with good people to grow a reputation in different territories. A recent survey by AWOG.com shows that Dubai is now home to the most online shoppers in the Middle East. Compared to just 27% of Abu Dhabi's population shopping online, over 46% of Dubai's residents now purchase goods online. This is despite the region being famed for ultra-luxury shopping centers and mega malls. In fact, online sales in the Middle East this year are expected to pass the 7.3 billion dirham or $2 billion mark. The change in shopping culture over the last few years, from luxury stores to e-commerce sites, is likely caused by the recent rise in online offers and discount codes in the region. This has caused plans for an 8 million square foot mall of the world to be downscaled as bricks and mortar stores try to keep up with rise in online shopping, whilst the projection for economic growth in the UAE has been dropped from 4.5% to 3.2%. E-commerce in Europe is continuing to grow at a high rate, according to PostNord's annual report on online shopping. It was revealed that last year, over a quarter of a billion Europeans spent money online, totaling 189 billion euros, up from 180 billion just 1 year previous. Another change found in the study was the increasing demand across the continent for faster delivery. Karen Farkentoft from Direct Link Worldwide said that customers today want a range of options and to be constantly updated before and during the delivery process. It was also found that cross-border shopping is increasing in popularity, with the largest increase being in Poland, where 12% more people now buy from abroad compared to last year. And finally, Australians will this year spend more money on mobile advertising than TV advertising. The steady rate of annual TV ad spend in the country, added to the sharply increasing mobile ad spend, not only means that 2016 marks the first point that mobile will lead the way, but means it is expected to far outgrow TV in the next 5 years. By 2020, annual mobile advertising in Australia is expected to be worth around twice the amount of TV advertising. Analyst Shelin Shum says that due to Australia's high smartphone penetration rate ad dollars have followed consumers' eyes to mobile. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.